This episode of Critical Hit is being brought to you by Audible. Go to audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit to get your free audiobook today. Hi, everyone. It's Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. I know a lot of you have been asking about it, the character sheets for our characters for this Fate game that we are playing here in Modern City. You can get those now. We've got all four of them available right now over at members.majorspoilers.com. You do need to be a silver member or higher to access this information. It's a very short sheet, but for those of you wanting to see how Professor Disaster King or Jetstar or Rumblebee or even Free Agents stack up against one another, it's over there at the Major Spoilers VIP site, members.majorspoilers.com. And thank you to our Major Spoilers VIPs for making this happen. You are the real heroes. If you haven't checked this out at www.audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit, you can get a free audiobook right now just by signing up. And there are some cool Superman books out there for you to check out. There's a really good book that I read years ago called It's Superman by Tom DeHaven or Haven. You can get that free by just going to audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. If you don't know about Audible, we've talked about them before. They've sponsored this show before. They have audiobooks in almost every genre that you can imagine. You want teen? They've got it. You want arts and entertainment? You got it. You want kids, history, science, and technology? It's all over at Audible. The great thing about audiobooks is you can listen whenever and wherever you like, just like the podcast you're listening to right now. Audible has hundreds of thousands of titles to choose from. Every genre, like I mentioned, Audible has you covered. And you can get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Now, this offer is only good for those in the U.S. and Canada. I know there's those of you in Mexico and Sweden and Norway and Germany, all over the world who listen to this show, who want to get in on this action. But sadly, that's the way Audible has it set up right now. Really sorry about that. But for everyone else, this is a great deal. You can let Audible know that you appreciate everything that they do to support Major Spoilers in this episode of Critical Hit by pointing your browser to audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Get your free audiobook today. Thank you, Audible, for sponsoring this episode of Critical Hit. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing with a friend. And last time,
Critical Hit,
Jetstar was taking a look inside the abandoned factory, which may not be abandoned after all.
It is clearly not
found crates of guns.
Crates of guns. Many guys watching
crates
and
crates of Bigfoots is
creating guns.
Gun crate. So we've discovered the source of the weaponry.
Yes.
All right. Does anybody see me?
Oh, those guys. I thought you were talking video-wise.
Would you like me to point at the camera? I have a finger especially for it.
No, I think Brian would.
My favorite part is the fact that he leans in to look at the screen next to Steven instead of the one that he can switch to on his computer.
He's not in the room. That's that camera. Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
So, no.
Do any of the goons see Jetstar? Is what I'm saying.
No, you are able to keep to the shadows, and they seem to be pretty boredly distracted.
All right.
They don't seem to notice you at this point.
I'm going to ghost back out through the wall. Do believe we've found the source of our illegal weaponry, gentlemen.
Really? What's going on in there?
Yep. It looks like they're manufacturing and crating them up here.
Did anybody see you?
People don't see me if I don't want to be seen.
Okay. Good to know.
The question is, do we want to wait for the agent? Or are we going to take care of this?
I would prefer to wait if we can, but what do you think?
That's fine by me.
Jetstar?
What's fine by you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Waiting. Waiting's fine by me.
Well, I suppose 4 is better than 3.
Yep, always.
Yeah. Unless they... Here's what I figure. If we see a bunch of trucks pull up and they start loading them up, then maybe we should do something about it. Agreed. Otherwise, if they're just going to stash them for the night, we can just wait for practice to let out.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
But then I secretly pull up. Then I secretly dial the number so no one can see, leave another message. We're at a new location. This is a big deal. Hurry when you get this message. It's Rumblebee.
3 hours later, a bus pulls up.
Yes.
So, yeah. Practice concedes. Where exactly do you guys just find another... Just
hang around the street corner.
Just around the street corner. In full superhero gear.
Just full superhero gear.
And a magic car.
Coffee, eating sandwiches, and a magic car, yes.
Totally not suspicious. Full superhero gear for me looks like the kind of person who would, in fact, just kind of hang out on a street corner.
Yes.
So,
there's that. For me. Yeah.
Camouflage.
So, yes. Practice proceeds as normally does. You manage to get out. You find you got yourself a message from Rumblebee.
Check the message. Grab my gear and start going.
You have 15 messages. Where are you? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to be so irate in that last message. It's Rumblebee.
I'm sorry. That sounded a little mean. Where the...
I didn't mean that, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yes.
Then it starts to get weird.
Make your way downtown.
Yeah. I assume at least one of the messages had the address?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to tell you where...
That was the second message was the...
the new address.
The new address.
Yeah. Hey, we're at a new location.
1745 West Block Device. Here you get...
Then,
hey, we're picking up dinner. You want anything?
I'm still waiting. Still waiting. Waiting. There's pop test tomorrow. This is Rumblebee.
Set your clocks back. Daily tape.
Yeah. Text as soon as I'm out of practice and like on the way.
Okay.
Give him a general estimate of how long it'll be.
All right. You'll probably get there.
I'm going to go there as soon as...
15, 20 minutes?
Yeah. I'll take whatever the fastest route's going to be.
Okay.
He is on his way.
So here's the thing, man. It's a lot of fun hanging out with you. This superhero thing is hard, and I'm glad that you're helping me, but I don't want to be your sidekick.
Oh, that's fine.
And I'll tell you why. It's nothing against you. It's not that I don't want to be your sidekick. It's that heroes get like super weird about their sidekicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
One time, who was I fighting? Oh, Great River and Appomattox, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, and there's like water everywhere. And it's like, oh, I'll fight you. And then I punch the kid into a wall. And Great River gets like so upset and so like weirdly upset. And I'm like, I'm not the one that put a 14-year-old kid in tights and had them fight a supervillain. You know? That's not my fault. People get super weird about their sidekicks. I don't want that.
I didn't expect you to be my sidekick.
I'm just saying.
That's fine. Look at Jetstar, shrug my shoulders. Oh.
You can be my sidekick Hubcap if you want.
So you got curb feelers on that Jetstar.
Deer whistles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work. So should I go get him?
He said he's on his way. I mean, if we go, we're all gonna go.
How does he travel? How does the agent travel when he's not traveling with the rest of the gang?
He just runs with his arms out like he's flying.
Freakazoid style.
Yes.
Like Ralph Hinkley, and he starts humming his theme song. I'm not a football player. I'm someone entirely different. Don't be like I'm a professional athlete. That's clearly a red herring.
So, yes, you see these three guys standing on a street corner.
That's why.
I just have this image of us literally standing by the bus stop.
Or wherever you happen to give them the address of.
Rumblebee's got his green and yellow striped thermos out. I need some cocoa.
It's got a plaid design.
Yes. PDK's doing one-handed push-ups.
I actually, what I thought of was like we're standing there, and for some reason we're cut out of construction paper and wearing like puffy like winter hats.
Thank yes, I finally get out of practice.
Oh my god, they killed me!
They killed Jetstar. <Bastards. laughs>
Oh jeez, I'm going to hell for that.
Walk up behind
them.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Hey, factory, illegal weapons, time to go take it down.
Which weapons?
Sonic cannons.
Okay. Do you know if any, if it's the Delacroix or the McClaney?
Nope.
All right, let's do this.
All right, so how do you proceed about doing this?
Is there a door?
Yeah, there's.
Just go right up and knock.
Hello.
We've all put our disguises like on. We're dressed up as Girl Scouts. Cookie season.
This is a warehouse, right? I presume that there's like a delivery door, a break door.
Yes, a loading dock.
There is a loading dock.
Yes.
Okay, there's a loading dock, and there's a door that's roughly the size of a truck, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when that ends up on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and I come crashing through it into the warehouse, are we going as a unit, or are you guys going to come leaping in behind?
What's the layout of the place look like?
Factory.
A square.
Like this. Yep. And then like there's this other
what
thing
you guys
on this side.
Right? That's how you found out there was guns.
Yeah, point at the Jetstar.
Do you have a general map?
It is a mostly vacant factory, pretty big machinery in one corner, conveyor belt loading area that they're working on there. Beyond that, a couple
loud
crates
speakers
in the corners.
Constantly playing bum 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 bum.
Yes.
All the mooks in one spot?
No, they're milling about from what he saw.
Right. Milling mooks.
We should probably actually split up just so we can get all of them.
All right. I'll take the roof of the car, and I'll get out of the car and like climb up on the roof and like hang on to it.
Isn't it a convertible?
Oh, was it top down?
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, then never mind. Is that inconvenient?
Put the top up?
Yeah. Is it like a rag top?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I'll just hang on to like the back seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take
you
the
stand
rooftop.
On the rear deck is probably right where you don't want to be.
Oh, okay.
You launch yourself from there.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'll just sit right here in the car.
In the car?
Just do that same thing as you're about to stop. Just dematerialize and I'll launch out.
So free agent's going to climb to the roof?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's tough to be Batman when the rest of the team is the Fantastic Four, isn't it, Rob? All right. I'm going to come crashing through those doors like a bat out of hell. Like I'm the king of Londinium and wearing a shiny hat. I'm going to make sure that I hit really, really hard and make a lot of noise and hit the headlights so that they're completely enraptured by the otherworldly glow of the Jetstar's lights. And I'm going to do that. Do I roll for that?
And where do you position yourself on the roof in relation to where they are?
Is there an entrance on the roof, for one?
There's, like, windows.
Wait.
that you can.
Yeah, basically,
kind of those like propped up windows.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try and set myself up so I can kind of drop down behind the group, or behind as many of them as I can.
Okay.
So as it's weird, otherworldly headlights, massive thugs, free agent.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
He just wants to be properly illuminated for when he jumps in.
Yeah, yeah. Backlit. That's why he waited until 5:30 when the sun was at just the right angle.
Ah, golden hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my city.
This is my city. And remember, something, 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 something.
My parents are dead.
My parents are dead.
Parents aren't dead.
I got my brother shot in the back. Yeah, don't
cut any ice with me, son.
Aww.
Okay.
Hey, so, look at that. We're at a map.
Yes. So you burst in. Loading door there. You see...
Right.
Basically, just inside there are a couple of guys who were largely moving the weapons from the conveyor that's coming out of the machine to the left there and loading them into crates. The right side there is where they're stacking the crates. The lower left is a couple guys who are at the card table. Just next to the machine, those are the guys that were putting in the components and watching the assembly, making sure that everything was coming together correctly. That bursting works. In through the door is Jetstar.
Yep.
Yes. You burst in. There's two guys right there next to the conveyor belt.
Right there? What?
Yes, right there.
I'm going to run them down.
Going to run them down.
Yes.
All right. Commence a running.
Commence to running.
What you going to roll right. for that?
Well, let's see. A usual gig. I've just come crashing through the door, right?
Yes.
Smashing through it. And the engine's roaring and the lights everywhere. And I'm not going to honk because, you know, it's not a Mr. Magoo cartoon.
I think.
But, all right, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do I get that? Oh, kill, smash, destroy. Okay, I'm good. No, no, no death. Okay. I'm going to make it as flashy as possible.
Mm-hmm. I say this is a pretty flashy entrance.
I'd say so. And four.
Four, huh? All right. The guy, you go barreling towards the guy there. He... Stupefy. Okay, there it goes.
He rolls a zero.
Yeah, he tries to jump out of the way.
He rolls less than a zero.
He rolls less than a zero.
Yay.
Less than zero.
Yep.
He rolled a minus one.
Oh, wow. So that means I beat him by five. What does that mean?
That means you take him the heck out.
Okay. Awesome.
For a night on the town. Yes. You can, in fact, gain a boost on that.
Okay.
So,
a personal boost?
Yeah, well, what? How do you think you can, this flashy entrance and knocking a guy out as he eats your hood, what kind of advantage do you feel that could provide you?
I think that they're going to panic and... For a moment, they're going to freak out.
I think
we will have the advantage on them.
That is a very fair advantage. They are panicked. As you see them start kind of scrambling, trying to bring their guns into bear. A few of them manage to grab their wits enough to actually get their barrels up. They're going to start blasting.
I'm going to slam on the brakes and whip broadside so that my associates can launch themselves as necessary.
I see. And first goon will fire. As he fires his weapon, you notice that even though these do look quite similar to the ones that were used in the bank robbery previously, they seem to function somewhat different.
Uh-oh.
The previous ones did have more like a beam of sound when fired. These kind of give like a solid concussive single burst.
Boom.
Awesome. Seems to be very much more forceful. As you feel a blast of sound.
Who does?
Roll its way, Jetstar.
Ouch.
Yes.
Brian rolled a 5.
A 5 coming at you, Jetstar.
Well, Brian is a... Okay. So, they're attacking me. Mm-hmm. I can be quick.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to be quick. I'm going to slam it into gear, and I'm going to dodge.
Okay.
Wait, not dodge. I'm going to get out of the way. Dodge is a different... Never mind.
I'm going to Oldsmobile.
Yes.
That's right.
I'm going to Ford the stream now.
And there's a joke there about an REO Speedwagon. And holy
Ow.
Crap. Ow, ouch. I do not dodge. Shouldn't have said REO Speedwagon.
But you you do got a free boost.
I'm going to use it.
So that,
what can it make me do?
It, well, you can add a +2 to your roll or re-roll. You do have a -2 on that roll.
I re-roll with a -2?
No.
No.
You can re-roll the dice because what you rolled was a -2 comboed with your +2 gives you
0.
Nil.
Right, so if I add 2 to it, it won't help me. I need to re-roll.
It would help some, but with a -2, there is a pretty good odds that you can roll better than that.
I'm going to try a re-roll.
Okay.
Since I have the advantage, I'm going to slam it into second gear, which is always problematic, by the way. I'm going to pop the clutch, and I'm going to get a 2 this time.
Okay, that's better.
That's better.
It's exactly what I would have had if I'd just taken the +2. And that's what...
At least you didn't get worse.
That's what Brian would have done.
What is that, a 3 coming at him?
That would be 3 damage coming at you. Do you have anything else you think you'd be able to throw?
I do.
Oh.
I'll throw something in here.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically as Jetstar whips around, like runs a guy over, whips around, and somebody's coming at him, like Professor Disaster King will just fly out of the car, not entirely on purpose, slam into a pillar, and basically bring it down around him, blocking the sound burst to a certain degree with my defensive destruction, which once per game to get a hit on someone else.
Oh, nice. Okay, fair enough.
Nice.
So I'll just go head first into a pillar, and nothing happens to Jetstar.
Aha. Sounds good to me.
Wait, does that mean that your head hurts now?
Oh, yes.
Well, as you're slightly dazed from your head hurting, another guy seizes this opportunity to level his gun at you. You seem to be a more prominent target. And fire a concussive blast your way. 2 coming at you. Oh, wait, no. 3 coming at you.
Yeah, I will... Yeah, when he does that, I will try to... actually just bring more of the ceiling down on me to protect myself.
Okay. Forceful?
Yeah.
Oh, the tables have turned.
That's okay. I know. I buff up the guys and try to make this challenging
button. You rolled a 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's... Yeah,
Does he help me? Can I help him?
Do you have something that could help him?
He does. He basically has the same thing that I do, except this is like an ectoplasmic...
My ghost touch.
Would you like to activate your ghost touch?
Yes! And I will pass on my intangibility to him. Now he's intangible.
So you feel a cold chill as you find yourself slipping the bounds of corporeal reality.
Ooh, I throw up.
Is the concussion.
All right.
I assume that the concussion killed me and just like hang on. No, I'm just kidding.
You might not throw up. You've experienced this before.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So with that, it'll be Rumblebee's go.
All right. As the car goes intangible, I launch out towards the goon right in front of me in a very quick manner, kicking on my rumble pack and attempt to punch him and drive him clear across the factory floor.
Cool.
Into the wall. And I get a 1.
Mm.
Woo!
All right.
We're good at this.
We were better before.
Yeah. I haven't rolled very well all night. Ooh, but a minus 1.
But yes, he tries to get out of the way, but he is just not quick enough, and he takes a pummeling and
pew! All the way across the room.
He definitely staggers back a bit.
Oh.
As
why are you stifling our narrative, Brian?
That's his job.
Because I'm a jerk like that.
Oh, wait, that's his job. Oh. Now it starts to be clear.
And then I go flying up towards the ceiling of the roof of the factory. My turn is done.
Seeing his friends get, comrades get punched, a couple guys that were at the machine whirl around, bring up their own guns as they blast your way.
What? Okay.
Ugh. 5 coming at you.
All right, well, I will try to quickly dodge out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a 3, so I get hit a bit by one of these things.
Yes, if you don't have a...
I do not have a pair of cotton balls in my ears to protect me from the sonics.
What? So, all right, you can just take the mark off your 2 stress if you'd like.
All right, let me find that. There it is, stress 2, okay.
Yep. Just like that.
Because the alternate is, though, to take a consequence, right?
Yes.
And what does that do?
It is basically just a negative aspect that can be utilized against you to cause...
Oh, so, like so you would get a minus 2, mm-hmm. or I would have a minus 2 towards my rolls in the future?
Potentially. Okay. You would.
Basically, anytime Brian wants, he can just be like, and you're deaf. Mm. And you're deaf. Okay. And like anytime you do anything, he can just slap that on you.
Only now, one time or
anytime? Anytime
he
wants.
You would be getting... fate points for those.
Oh, but, I see.
And the more severe the consequence, the longer it sticks around, the more beat up you are.
Okay.
The more lasting.
And what can I use fate points for?
You can activate your own aspects.
Okay.
So, like, in this case, if you had something that you could put 2 on to negate that hit, then...
I see. Okay.
You can spend that.
I'll just take the stress.
You just take the stress for now? All right. Oh, why did I close that? Next guy also steps up. He'll also try to shoot Professor Disaster King, seeing him as the closer target. 4 coming your way.
I will... So these are sonic blasts?
Yes.
Well, he saw somebody do this on TV once. So okay. As the blast is coming at him, he's going to like bring his hands back and just slap them together mm-hmm. and try to also create a sonic blast.
Okay.
And hopefully we can call that flashy.
Yeah, I'll allow it. You managed to do it.
It worked!
Rolled a 5.
Yes.
And what I said about realistic physics in Modern City no longer applies.
Did it ever apply?
It's totally realistic. Uh-huh. Actually...
It would be totally realistic. If they're sound, the way you would cancel each other out is to create a sound wave that's the exact same amplitude, but in...
different frequency.
Not different frequency, but different reverse amplitude, basically, right. To cancel it out. Yeah.
All right. Free agent.
Woo!
There's a lot of ruckus going on down there.
There's a lot of ruckus going on there.
Can you describe the ruckus?
Well, for one thing, you hear what sounds like a... metal door being wrenched off the hinges and plowed in, and then a car revving and a whole bunch of loud concussive booms.
Am I able to see through the windows at all?
You see a lot of shuffling. You don't get a very good range of coverage. You basically see, you know, like Rumblebee zip past a couple times and a couple guys like blasting their cannons. over okay. there somewhere Some, that way.
Somebody took the time and put aluminum foil all on the window so you couldn't see in.
What I'm just caked with dirt. And,
yeah. 10 years.
Caked with dirt. It's probably brighter outside than it is inside still.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to try and create an aspect.
All right.
Of showering glass.
Oh.
Basically, I'm going to try and break as much of the windows up here as possible just to make the glass raining down on the henchmen's.
Sounds cool.
I'm going to go with forceful.
All right. I'll say in order to, it'll be a fair difficulty just to be able to break enough to be a hindering situation.
So he has to roll really high then in order for that to take effect?
He has to roll better than a 2.
Okay.
Which is going to be average. Would I be able to use my aspect? Not everything can be solved with fists.
I think, yeah.
All right, so that means I spend a fate point.
You're all thinking strategically.
Strategically.
And I get an additional plus 2?
Yes.
Boom.
Oh, my goodness. Rob had plus 4 added to his roll, but he did not get a double fudge plus. He ended up with double negative opposite. Vibes. Yes.
The anti-fudge. The
double
anti-fudge.
Plus, I'm good.
I'm sorry, Rob.
Wow. Well, that was terrible.
Sucks. Yes.
Now you can spend a fate point and roll that again, or not?
I would have to have another aspect attack, correct?
Okay. Yes.
Which... Vigilante by Night? No. Star Running Back of the Modern City Cutlass is definitely not.
Hey, look, it's me, everybody.
Driven by Guilt? No.
That's a stretch.
The only way I could do Driven by Guilt is I think one of them might be in the line of fire when I should be. And For the Greater Good.
I will destroy these perfectly nice windows for the greater good. I beat that, my dodge for that, beat it by 1. I don't get a boost from that, right?
No.
It has to be...
With style.
Okay.
Yeah. You just prevented damage to happen to you. Or bad things to happen.
Cool, thanks.
Okay.
So, I should have waited to tag the aspect till after I rolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, right, because that is something that you can do.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yep. Okay. So you got a lot of broken windows that, although it does kind of distract them a little bit, largely they just...
thud.
When they see you come in, they are not showered with glass, as largely...
There's glass everywhere.
There's glass everywhere, but they seem to be unperturbed by it.
Sure.
But with that... with your new arrival, the guys very much recognizing you, knowing your reputation, do not like you.
Hey, isn't that Joe Hassenpfeffer starting running back?
Wrong reputation.
Yes, they're going to tag that aspect against you. No.
Shit, I mean, that would actually be... If that ever happened to any of the heroes, that could certainly be used against them, right?
Start running back is supposed to be my negative aspect.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
But no, they don't recognize you in that way. They just recognize you as the guy that likes to beat them up a lot. So
I do like to beat them up a lot.
They decide to take aim at you as one pot shot comes your way. You got a 1 total coming at you.
All right.
So
sound isn't physical, is it?
Nope. It's okay. Going to affect you.
Well, poo. You had to all use all these energy guns, didn't you?
Yeah, I like how...
it's as if that was a part of their idea. It's like, there's this jackass that seems to be bulletproof, so we need something else that works.
Yeah, way to go, jackass.
I'm basically crouch down and take the brunt of the blast.
Okay.
Forceful.
All right.
Oh my God. This is not a good idea to attack at 6:30 in the evening.
Oof. So yes, you...
These guys are huge. I mean, yes. If they're rolling in with a plus 4...
Yeah.
Yes, those guns seem to be more powerful than what you had faced before.
Ow.
Yes. So
stress of 1?
Yeah, you can mark off your 1 stress.
Oh, no.
And with that, Another guy who was around the crates kind of starts moving forward. He doesn't like the look of that car over there. He's going to try to take a blast at that to prevent it from causing any additional damage.
Tram. Okay.
And two coming your way.
I'm going to quickly defrasimate the car.
Okay.
And leap towards him out of the way.
Okay.
Okay. This will work. Sort of.
Maybe not.
Wow.
You got -3. As
what?
We're all rolling just terrible.
I rolled -1. Why are you saying -3?
That's well, right. You got 3 damage with that roll coming your way.
Okay.
Unless you see a way to... Anything you want to tag or want to change to re-roll or to add bonuses to that?
I don't have anything right off the top of my brain.
All right.
So what does 3 damage do to me there?
What you can do is you can mark off the 3 stress box on your character sheet.
Uh-huh.
Which the stress should be clear currently.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, you can just mark that off and you're good for now until you start getting hit more.
All right, I'll eat it.
Okay.
But I will not like it.
So yeah, you find yourself kind of blasted to ectoplasmic goo for a second until you are able to refocus and reform. And with that, this guy will walk up, take aim at the big guy there. And blast Professor Disaster King. You got a rolling ball of sound heading your way, and a 5 coming at you.
Wow, these are...
These guys are huge.
Yes.
Well, their weapons are, at least.
Yep.
They suck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gadgeteer Genius.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
this is a sound blast, right?
Yes.
He is going to so as the guy brings the thing to bear and levels it at him, he's gonna stomp on the ground and cave it in so that he's like basically out of range, like so like maybe just like his head's poking out of the ground. And I get 1 more point for flashy, but if you think that's more forceful, I will also accept that.
I would say that's probably more forceful.
Sure.
Boom!
There you go. Tied it.
Tied it. So, you don't take any damage, but you are, your ears are ringing as, you don't quite get out of the full blast of the rolling sound, and... Basically, a boom goes by your head.
Okay.
All right. But with that, it'll be your go.
All right. So, I think that Free Agent had the right idea. Everything's covered in glass. So here in this little like circular hole that I've made for myself, I'm going to grab the edges, and I'm going to... start with a low rumble, and which eventually will work itself into a loud scream as basically everything starts to shake. But they're not like big, crazy shakes, they're just kind of like a very steadily increasing vibration. And I'm going to make all of the glass on the ground start to vibrate and basically dance around, shooting in every direction.
Cool. Are you making an aspect there?
Yes.
Okay.
Dancing shards.
Yep.
Mm, very nifty.
That's a good roll.
That is a good roll. I say that seems to be pretty well in your wheelhouse. I will go ahead and give that 2 difficulty and let you have that with 2 boosts.
Two boosts?
Yep.
Cool.
So as the shards start dancing around.
So that's two free invokes?
Yep.
Cool.
All right. With that, these guys start moving in. First one doesn't really like the that's your cousin, so he blasts back at Professor Disaster King with a 5 coming your way.
Oof. I will basically the hole that I've made for myself, mm-hmm. I'm gonna make one for him.
Okay.
And that's probably also forceful. I'll go ahead and tag the glass. It's basically just shoots at his face as he does that, which will put me at a 6, so 1 over. Hmm. So just negate the damage.
Okay, but your ears are ringing, so I think he'll that. Tag that to make it two more, or yeah, I guess one more coming at you.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take the 1.
Okay. And this guy will pop forward, level a shot at the Rumblebee buzzing around. And you got a wall of noise coming at you. Only a 2 coming at you.
Yay!
I will quickly try to dodge that.
Okay.
And I do by 2.
Nice.
I rolled a 4 against your 2.
So you zip out of the way.
Yep.
And with that, it rolls around to the top of the round with...
Can I move over to where I did or not? Or is that not allowed?
That'd be more on your turn. Okay. Like when... Right. Yeah, you're actually doing an action.
Yep.
But Jetstar.
Yes.
Yes, it's your go.
This fella here shot at me.
Yes. Right. That fellow there would have shot at you.
All right. The car fully dissipates at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Jetstar himself, he's up on like a thing, right?
He's on a... Well, no, there is just a different area. That's where they're loading or stacking cases.
I'm going to leap whatever is in between us, maybe a little retaining wall thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to come at him, and I'm going to be as intimidating and as terrifying as I can be, like super, super scary. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to jack him in the mouth like I'm being drawn by Neil Adams. It's going to be a mean right cross, and I'm going to take him completely out with one big punch, and I'm going to be scary, and my glasses are going to glow red and like that.
Sounds neat. What you rolling?
That's flashy.
All right.
I'm giving him the whole schmigeggy.
Sounds good to me.
But something more Western. And I roll a 3.
Hmm. And he totally takes that hit. And he is out of there.
He's got a glass jaw.
Yes.
Well, I scared him. I was being big and scary.
Roaring like an engine?
No. My engine goes, wah! No.
Roaring like Wario?
Wah!
Wah!
Wario!
That's a pretty good Wario, Rob.
Alright, so...
I got Mario Party.
Oh, nice.
You totally punch a guy as he flies back into a crate and knocks his head and just passes out. Goes limp.
Like to take these kind of things personal.
Meanwhile, these guys over here in the western corner.
Ah, crap.
Yes. See that they have free agent pretty well surrounded, fairly much, and decide to start blasting.
What? Be invulnerable.
Yes. Decide to see how well these new weapons work against the menace that is free agent. 4 coming at you.
All right, which one shot first?
This dude.
Han shot first.
All right, I'm going to basically, like, as the guy that's next to him, mm-hmm. levels his gun at me to take another shot. I can see all of them leveling mm-hmm. their guns at me. I'm going to step under his gun and put him between me and the rest of them.
Okay.
Yeah, that body shield thing that you do.
Nice.
Well, no. The human shield thing that yeah. I do is supposed to be the other way around.
It's supposed okay. to be his.
I am the shield. Human shield.
Oh, okay.
I step in There's front of a shot for human. One of you guys. Which means I know how a human shield is supposed to. Yeah.
I see.
It's those ballet lessons.
Yes.
I'm guessing quick.
Okay.
Unless I can use careful on this, since I'm stepping under the gun.
I would maybe go clever, but nah,
no, quick,
not clever. I could yeah. maybe give you a clever, but
ouch. Minus one against your, Brian's four. Where's that?
There's still a free invoke on glass.
Just a regular one, yeah.
Yeah, there is that.
There is. Yeah, I'll go ahead and use the free invoke on glass as the. Glass okay. bouncing around his feet, distracting him, and reroll.
Reroll? Sure.
Well, plus two only gets me up to a three.
Yeah. Okay.
To his four.
You are only at a minus one on a roll. Okay.
Yeah.
Brian is even.
There you go.
Wow. Well, see, that's worked a better out. Roll. It was a plus two anyways.
Yep.
Okay. So... there you go. You can. You have one.
One stress?
Yeah, 1 point of damage.
I've already
still
taken
floating.
My one stress. So would I mark off my two stress, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
You would either mark off your two stress or use a minor consequence.
I'll just mark off the two stress.
So, another guy walks up. Sees that this seems to be doing something to the free agent. Decides to take advantage of the situation. Woohoo! Five coming at ya.
Going to just kind of try and make it so as much of the goon I've got mm-hmm. is between me and the gun.
Okay.
I'm never going to get a careful defense, am I? I'm trying, okay. basically just trying to keep... this goon's gun pointed away from anybody that, you know, matters.
Mm.
And keep him between me and the rest of the guns.
I see.
Forceful or careful.
Are you, moving the guy whose gun you grabbed?
Yeah.
Forcefully?
Yeah. Okay, forceful.
Forcefully shoving the guy between.
Ouch.
Yeah. Got a minus two on that roll.
Zero.
Yes, for a total of zero.
Well, there's still glass around.
Yeah. I guess I can tag the glass, can't I?
Yes. Yep.
I'll tag the glass.
Okay. Spend a fate point.
To re-roll that crappy, crappy roll.
Okay.
That's better.
Yay, good job, Rob.
Better.
You rolled a one.
Yay.
Total of one.
One is better than zero.
So, you'd have four damage coming at you.
Yeah.
So, you can take your three and a minor consequence.
I guess. And do I have any other options? Like, tell me what all I can do.
Spend more fate points on irrelevant aspects.
Can a fate point create a new aspect?
You can take a moderate consequence.
What's a moderate consequence do as opposed to a minor?
It sticks around for longer.
Yes, you know? It's a slightly more. It'd still be basically it'll stick around for one extra session.
I'll take the mild and go deaf, I guess.
Okay.
Or unless...
so you're deafened. No, I think that's a good one.
Okay.
So you'll be a little hard of hearing for a while.
I would have gone with a hematoma.
All right. But with that, free agent. Or not free, Rumblebee.
Okay, seeing as how some people are in trouble, I'm going to be very clever and whip out my lightning gun and turn it up to 11, which allows me to attack three creatures at once. So I can attack this guy.
Actually, I would let you get any group of people in a zone.
Okay, can I get all five of these guys?
You could get these four.
Or these two.
Or those two.
Because this guy's already got damage on him.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I'd say he's...
Let's go with four.
Then. Far enough that the lightning won't arc.
Okay, well, I'll go with these four guys over here surrounding free agent. Mm-hmm. And
it's going to hurt.
I'm going to be... No, it's not going to hurt you. Clever.
Might hurt those guys.
Yeah. But the stunt does not add any other bonus to that.
Because it hits all the dudes.
Yes. You get to do run roll against all four targets.
Roll it, Rumble.
Plus three.
Wait, that's not it.
That's a five that I'm rolling.
All right.
Attaboy.
There you go. Rumble be back in the fight.
Let's do guy number A.
Oh man.
It's taken
heck
out.
Oh,
are you sure you didn't kill him?
Shrug. Shrug up to 11.
What did I do? I think I did something.
They rolled a minus 3. So there's a whole 8. That's a legendary attack. If you look at the fate ladder.
Yes.
You melted his arms.
There's one. It'll be number 2. Can I just...
Oh!
He rolled a 0.
Another hit.
Ooh. Ouch. I think you
took them all out.
Took them all out, yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Now,
nice work, Rumble.
Up here in the northwest corner, is this the machinery?
Yes, that's the machinery.
Okay. I'm going to fly over there near all the parts pieces that they're dumping into the machine.
Sounds good to me.
Wow.
Yay. I did something.
That was impressive. You did a heck of something.
MVP
free agent
for Rumblebee, man.
All right.
You shake your head to try to clear the ringing in your ears. It's still there, but you look around and you see
my electrified corpse.
Yes, see everyone.
Man, I'm glad I got those rubber gloves.
it's your rubber boots.
They're just pining for the fjords.
I'm gonna go after this guy. I'm gonna step up again, try and get below the gun, lift up the gun, and put my shoulder into his basically up under his chin. Knock his head back.
Forceful.
Yep. It's kind of what I've got. Or not. Jesus.
Minus one. It's okay, Rob.
There's still glass around.
Oh, it's a tie.
Hey, so it is a tie, so you can get a boost on him at least.
There's glass around.
There is that.
I'm spending a fate point for Rob. Poor Rob.
Okay. So.
I'll tag the aspect for you.
Because
I'm almost out of fate points.
Glass whips around and starts slicing at him and doesn't see you coming as you shoulder his jaw. And he whips back, falls backwards on the concrete and conks out his head and he's out of there.
Okay. There's probably not a... Holding the gun with him and like, Rumblebee, catch.
I'm busy over here.
With the thing and the flying and the rumbles and the...
Enough Wavens and the Gavaltan.
So this guy, seeing the guy just totally punch out his compatriot there, fellow crate stacker.
Wow, these guys have a cool, evil name.
Yes.
The Crate Stackers.
The Crate Stackers.
That is actually kind of a cool, evil name.
It is.
Besides, also shoot the flashy intruder.
Ooh.
Boom!
Who's that going after?
That is going after Jetstar.
Mr. Flashy all himself.
Right. What's coming at me?
Four. Four's coming at you.
Bomb? Okay. There's only one thing to do.
Uh-huh.
You know that thing that I do?
What's that?
Do that.
Which is?
Huh?
Which thing? You have a few things that you do.
Just as the electric bolt would hit me, I do that thing where I spread my arms and just... whoosh. So it looks like he actually annihilated me, but not really.
Oh, nifty.
So it looks like I take the hit and it literally explode.
Hmm.
Paff, and I roll a 2, which is crap.
So you do take something of a hit.
He takes a hit and literally explodes.
I didn't time it quite right.
Yeah.
So I was only mostly intangible.
Crap.
So what does that do?
So you got 2 damage coming at you.
Uh-huh.
If you can't think of anything. Yeah.
The 2 stress, what happens then?
That means that your stress is marked and you can't use that one when you take another hit.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take the 2 stress.
If you have... how many fate points do you have on you?
It says 3.
Okay. You can spend a fate point to tag the glass and basically negate the hit completely.
Ooh. You know what? That sounds like a good plan. I'm going to spend a fate point.
Mm-hmm.
And as I discorporate, somehow part of my ectoplasmic corporeality whips down and flings some glass at him.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right in his face.
All right. Well, yeah, that'll throw off his aim as the loud sound just...
So that is how much?
Barrels 3? Over your head.
3 or 2 does that add?
2. Oh,
2. Oh,
okay.
2.
2, but he was 2 away.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He still gets a boost, or he still gets like a negative, slight negative aspect on him.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better than taking the hit.
Because he tied him, but it's better than taking the hit, yeah.
Right. So my negative aspect is...
Owie.
We'll say... That's a good one.
Massive migraine.
Massive migraine? Sure.
Yeah.
The noise just basically reverberates through your very being, and you are getting a painful headache for a little while. You find it hard to focus your physical being.
The nice thing about role-playing games is that they let you see like an underlying structure. So like things that you would read in comics is like, how come Jetstar took the hit here, but he phased through other stuff here, and here he can teleport anywhere, but here he can't. It's like a role-playing game. There's a reason for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got a headache.
Yeah.
Distracted. Yes. You just saw all 4 right. guys melt to the ground.
All right.
Oh, I've seen that before. You should have been there in 1984.
So,
but, I was 15.
That'll be that guy's go. So roll back around to Professor Disaster King.
Aha.
Aha.
The tide has turned.
Yeah, it has.
The turn
Yes. That was heroic. So that guy there. Professor Disaster King is going to run at him, jump, lift up his arm, and try to spike his head into the ground like it's a volleyball.
Ow.
Oh.
That sounds painfully.
These guys are wearing helmets, right?
No, they are not.
Oh. All right. He does not notice that probably yet.
Actually, no.
They are not. He's wearing ear protectors.
That's a helmet. It counts. It's a head slot item.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So that'll be forceful.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, it will.
That's a 3.
Boosh.
And... sees you coming in and largely just kind of stares in awe as his face meets concrete and is pretty well spiked out. You said this one?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
And I'll move myself over here.
Sprockets.
And I think he was too in awe of this guy jumping out of a hole that was almost as tall as him, flying up into the air, and then coming down with a big spike. Plus, you know, some of the glass was broken out, so the sun was probably in his eyes, all that bright light.
Yes. And I always picture PDK as being drawn Dragon Ball Z style. So he leapt up, and you could see the background, and you cut the goons like, "Whoa!"
If this guy makes it, that's definitely how he's going to remember it.
So I will say with that, by now the glass is largely resettled for the most part. It's still around, so you could probably still utilize it, but...
But not tag it?
Yeah, probably not tag it unless you,
do something else with
activate
it. Sure.
Create an advantage.
Okay.
But, okay. So, with that, seeing you just totally take out that other guy there, this other guy standing nearby whips around and kind of fearfully tries to blast you before he also gets face floored.
Ouch. Wow.
And you are blasted with a point blank ball of sound.
That's a hurt. Wall of sound, if you.
Yes.
Let's see. So, not knowing that he's going to get super blasted, like when he sees the guy turn around, basically his defense is going to be like, he's just going to big open palm, like just like raise his hand at him.
Uh-huh.
Like totally like, and like lunge, like do like a half lunge at him just to like freak him out. And like, that's going to be it. Like, hopefully he misses. He's totally not going to, but that's going to be him being flashy.
Let's see. Ooh, so three coming at ya. You still got your three stress available?
I do still have my three stress available.
So, unless you got...
Nope. Honestly, I think this... I should just take it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, the fact that he rolled high enough to actually just take one stress box instead of...
instead of a stress box and something terrible.
Yeah. Or a couple stress boxes.
Yeah. Which would have knocked me out.
But okay, with that, Jetstar, it's your go.
All right. So, I now have a headache, and I've dissipated.
Yes.
The guy is standing, right, and he's still got his gun, and he's like, ha ha ha, I've dissipated you, or something clever.
Yes.
And next to him, there is a large crate.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not notice Jetstar reassembling himself on that crate, kind of recuperabola, doing a forward somersault, and literally kicking him in the face with my motorcycle boot. Because I'm being flashy.
You do that thing, Master Rider.
That's right. Right a kick.
Oh my god.
Rider kick 4-3 in his face.
All right. And he will take it in the shoulder as he staggers back a bit and whips around. But he manages to avoid getting full-on chop-kicked into the head.
Can I spend a fate point and punch him in the face?
Yeah. You've got an aspect that would let you do as such?
Aspect, punch him in the face. Let me check my aspects. I have... Trouble follows wherever he goes.
That doesn't seem too relevant to me.
My boot arrived first, see, and my fists are the trouble that follow.
No, seems stretching.
Let's see.
Trouble and mayhem.
Wait. Brian.
Yes?
I do have an aspect.
Oh?
It's called, Did I Mention the Car Could Fly?
Okay.
So I kick, I miss, he does his thing, and he's super cool, and he kind of like dodges, and he's like, oh, ha, ha, I'm a ninja. And then he gets hit from behind by a convertible at full speed.
I would say...
I've done this before.
Do that for the Nomadic Ghost of the Highway, and we got a deal as we will consider that to be, relevant to your car.
Okay. So I can spend a fate point.
Mm-hmm.
And having not taken him out with my boot, I can now hit him with my car.
Yes.
All right.
And add plus two to the effect, and that would, in fact, be enough to...
So I have a plus two.
It's adding a plus two to the roll that you've already done.
Yes.
Ah, so that would be a four. Got it.
Basically causing him additional two damage.
Got it. I thought I was re-rolling with a plus two. My bad.
Which will, in fact, be enough to take him out.
So he dodges a boot and gets hit by a car. That happened to me once when I lived in Chicago.
That
cool.
There. All right.
I like this.
Rumblebee.
Okay, so I don't know if this is one move or two moves or what. So Rumblebee has flown over to where all the parts are, and using his I don't even know if I need to use this now, but I was going to say tech genius. But I want to very quickly cobble together a sonic bomb out of the parts there that basically within a 20-foot radius or 40-foot span sends out a very piercing, loud blast of sound that incapacitates everyone in that blast radius.
So a flashbang without the flash?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. But it's a sonic bomb. So how to...
Throws out little blue needles everywhere.
Do I... So I could roll to create? Do I need to roll to create that, or...?
Yes, that'd be a roll to create an advantage.
Okay.
But, yeah, like I said, most likely you won't really have much of an opportunity to take use of that, but...
That's what I'm wondering.
He won't, but I mean, there's technically nothing wrong with him, like, assuming that he gets a free invoke on it.
Yeah.
He could just volley the ball, to maintain the volleyball metaphor, he could just volley it up for someone else to spike it.
That's true.
If that's what you wanted.
Sure. So I can toss it, though, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. You're just creating the advantage.
Okay. So I'm using two things. I'm being clever and tech genius in this role.
Okay. We'll call that a 4 challenge, the great challenge.
Okay.
So try to beat a 4.
Try to beat a 4?
I'll make it a 2. Yeah.
Well, hopefully I can do that.
It's going to have like a plus 5 on this roll. So
I rolled a 3.
Wow.
Okay. So, you will get one free use of...
Where do I put this at? Do I put it anywhere?
You can note it on your character sheet as a temporary...
All right. So I have created this thing that's, I don't know, it's about the size of a cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
I
chucked it out towards the... towards the crowd. Incoming.
This is a general aspect, mostly on that guy of boom.
Yeah. And so what will that create? That gives somebody a plus what?
A plus two.
A plus two. Okay.
This is an aspect that we can
everything,
tag for free.
Okay. Yes. Yep. So whoever's next might want to try it if they want.
And next would be free agent.
Woo.
Free agent.
While he's staggering around. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run up and club him in the back of the head.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds forceful.
Yes.
I feel so bad for you being Batman.
And you get a total of 0 there.
Yeah, I'm going to use that free tag.
Ah.
You got a 2.
So I got a 2.
He rolled a 1.
He rolled a 1. So
you beat him.
You did beat him, but wasn't by a lot. So you managed to get a fairly good hit on him, but he's not quite out yet. And as you smack him, he whirls around, points his gun at you, fires point blank, and...
Oh!
4 coming at you.
Be invulnerable.
I can't. Invulnerable is only against physical damage.
Lightning is physical.
This is sonic.
This is sonic,
but
lightning would actually be energy. Too.
Yeah, I think Brian has basically ruled it that it's like, unless it's like a hard projectile or like an actual physical punch or slash or something else, it's going to be energy damage.
And I do know that the listeners out there, someone's going to say, well, the shockwave compression is actually air compressed.
It's air compressed.
Blah, 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 blah. But this is an energy blast. So. Right.
Yes.
I'm going to try and dodge out of the way. Just sidestep from where he's pointing the gun at.
Sounds good.
Beep. Do it.
Ugh.
Ooh. Ow. Ooh. You got anything?
Can I tag the
flashbang?
Flashbang?
How would you utilize the flashbang coming in?
Basically, he's still disoriented, so I'm able to... You know, his moves are a lot more sluggish. As he's coming around to point at me, I'm able to get out of the way because the flashbang didn't affect me.
Okay. I'll allow it.
So give me just a plus two.
Just going with the plus two? To make that one damage coming at you?
Yeah. Is your one stress still open?
No. He can just take the minor consequence.
Can you have more than one minor consequence?
Oh, you already took the minor.
Yeah, I've already got the mild consequence.
I thought you took the moderate.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
I took the three stress and the mild.
Because then all that's what you'd really be able to do is take the moderate in either way.
Oh, either way it's the moderate?
Well, I mean, if you don't got anything else you can use.
I am out of fate points at that point.
I mean...
It's okay. You've got a refresh of three.
No, like, using this fate point... I have zero.
Oh, the one you just used.
So, you might as well not use it. Because if you don't got anything else you can use to soak up the one damage.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So, what is this?
So, your moderate one, I think it's going to be... persistent ringing in the ears.
Tinnitus it is.
Yep. For...
Mop. How do you spell that?
T-I-N-I-N-N-I.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Crick a little I.
T-I-N-N-I-T-I-S?
T-U-S.
U-S. All right.
I was apparently trying to be in the epicenter of a blast you thought wasn't going to affect you so much. Did, in fact.
It affected you.
Yes. Mop. Yep. But with that, it will be Professor Disaster King's go.
Take this guy out.
I'm trying.
Punch him in the face.
So he's got his back to me, right?
Yes. He's pretty tied up with a free agent over there.
Yep. I'll... walk over. Like, he just shot him. And I'll just kind of walk over, tap him on the shoulder, camera will go to his point of view, like, bring my elbow back and then just punch him in the face.
Okay. Forceful?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, yes. The goon rolls a minus one to dodge, and he is out, and it looks like everyone's knocked out.
You reject him.
Cool.
You all right?
What?
Are you all right?
What?
I think there's something wrong with this guy.
Yeah, he's probably got a little ringing in the ears. Give him a little bit. Smack one of the goons around. Who do you work for? Who do you work for? I start hovering up into the air with my rumble pack and
what are you doing?
It's so easy to drop you. Tell me who you work for.
I want the Delacroix.
The Delacroix?
Yes.
Dun dun dun.
Tune in next week.
When Jetstar asks for an aspirin.
What?
You were here, free agents, eh?
What?
All right, everybody, that wraps it up for this installment. Thank you so much for downloading, listening, sharing with a friend, and being the great audience that you are. We do love each and every one of you. Be kind and gentle to one another around the game table and in the rest of your life. We will see you next time here on Critical Hit.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.